Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Man, I just started thinking about tomorrow's show. Joe Ostrowski is going to be amazing tomorrow. He joins me at 1 o'clock. Like, I just realized, like, Joe's on the show tomorrow at 1. And we had Ryan Pace stuff. Oh my God, make sure you're listening to my show tomorrow at 1. Oh, that's right. We got Dirk and JJ tomorrow. So we'll have even more Bears stuff. Maybe we'll get into the Theo stuff too. I will tell you, 90 minutes and counting. George McCaskey is going to be on the afternoon show today at 3:30 with these two guys, Danny Parkins and Mark Grody. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Lawrence, and I believe Joe Ostrowski's on tonight at from 7 to 10, and a nice little pregame show for your appearance, for his appearance with you tomorrow at 1. And yeah, I mean, we have Dave Wannstedt today at 3. He had to move from 5 o'clock, his normal time, so he's like the little intro into
it's a pregame.
He's the pregame to George McCaskey, and thank you, Mark Grody, for facilitating this conversation. The chairman of the Bears has given us 10 minutes at 3:30 today, Lawrence. That is not to temper any expectations, but just you know how it is. Like, we get 10 minutes with him.
That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. So I got some questions. Grody has some questions. We've got a plan of attack, and we'll see how it goes.
I'm wondering if they did, like, internal feedback from yesterday. And it's like, you know, we might want to clarify some of the things that we said. And it makes sense to do it on the Score. It makes sense for George to come and talk about it. Because, I mean, there were so many things that were just kind of – it was bizarre in the way that they were more – they cluttered things more than they clarified them.
Well, one of the things that, Lawrence, that I was telling Danny before the show is that what it needed more of, I thought – was anger, like, and consistent anger, because they did say, like, what they did this year or didn't do this year was not enough. But when George McCaskey was angry, and that, you know, Virginia McCaskey was pissed off a few years back, like, everybody, there was, like, standing ovations going on in people's living room. They loved hearing that. And even if it had been a little bit contrived anger, that would have been fine, too. I think that they should have stuck with that a little bit more consistently to, and I'll use the word, to maybe pander a little bit to Bears fans, even if they weren't truly feeling that.
I think that that's accurate. I think that the way that it came off yesterday was if, like, you look at the action and the words, like, you put both things together, it was as if what happened this season was acceptable. And it seemed weird because George was like, well, I consider this a losing season. I consider this 8-9. Great. We all kind of feel that way about it. Why can't you articulate what it is that's making you bring these guys back to reign over your franchise yet again?
Yeah, it's whether it was contrived anger or not, I feel like, and I would love to, like, I don't think we're going to spend a ton of time on this with George. But
right, because you don't have a ton of time with George.
To spend it on anything. But if we did have more time, Lawrence, and, like, this is a little bit inside baseball, but I know that you would find it interesting just based on some of our conversations. Like, you know how this works, man. Like, they spend a lot of money on marketing and PR. They got a whole staff of people. You know what I mean? They got highly paid public relations employees over there that make, you know, mid six figures. Like, it's a big deal to control the messaging of a billion-dollar organization, and their messaging was just way off. Because you can, I mean, people would disagree with it, but, like, you can make an argument to bring back Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. I would have gotten rid of Pace and brought back Matt Nagy. Like, reasonable minds can disagree on all of this stuff, but, like, there's an argument to be made for bringing those guys back.
There's an argument for one guy to come back. I don't know if there's a good argument for the other guy.
I agree with you. Like, it's worse, obviously, but I guess you could have just said, listen, we think we're trending in the right direction. It was a tough year for everybody. Seven other teams are already making these changes, and we believe that there's a value in continuity. Not in mediocrity. That will never be acceptable, but there is a value in continuity, and we believe that we can get through this turbulence with our current brain trust, and if we can't, the ultimate price of accountability will be paid, and Ryan and Matt are both as aware of that as anybody else, because we all know the NFL stands for not for long.
That's the part of the messaging that they completely whiffed on, Danny.
Exactly.
You have got to tell your fan base in no uncertain terms, if we don't get this right, there will be change. And that's all you have to say. Like, that's the way that at least the fan base knows that you're paying attention and not asleep at the wheel. And yesterday, in listening to them talk, when they are talking about accountability and Ted's fumbling through and not explaining accountability, you can just say, here's how we're going to hold these guys accountable. We think that they're the right combination of people to get us to where we want to go. But we, like every other Bears fan out there, understand that things need to change, and they need to change quickly. And if they don't change quickly, we are going to make changes. That's all you have to say.
Yeah, and listen, I still don't think that, given the frustrations of Mitch and Pace and Nagy, that, like, it would have been received well, but they could have gotten, like, a C instead of an F. And that's where I do think they messed up with some of the messaging. But I also think, and I said this yesterday on the show, it's not like the Bears don't fire coaches and general managers. Like, I feel like everybody fires coaches and general managers in the NFL, unless you're the Pittsburgh Steelers or the New England Patriots. You know what I mean? For the most part, like, the Bears have done that before. I want to talk to him about everything within the organization. Evaluating him, evaluating Ted Phillips. Like, it does seem to go beyond just Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy when you talk about, you know, the history repeating itself with this franchise. And so that's going to be part of the conversation today too, Mark Grody, and you were a part of it. Like, you're on the beat. How did you experience it from someone who was actually, like, asking questions and participating in it more up close and personal, as opposed to us who were, like, viewers and listeners?
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with what a lot of people are saying, that they went off a message. And like I said at the beginning, more anger would have been good. Like, they would start in the right direction. They would start with, well, this, you know, 8-8 is not good enough. Not winning in the playoffs is not good enough. But then they would veer off into other directions, like the six-game losing streak, and not wanting to get into contracts and things like that. That just kind of rang a little bit hollow in that regard. I did appreciate that they were, and I know, I think it was you, Lawrence, I think that didn't think Ted Phillips should have been on the call. I was glad that they were all there, because I think if they weren't all there, then people would say, okay, where's Ted Phillips? Why is he hiding? How come he's not up here answering questions? So I appreciated that they did roll everybody out during that press conference yesterday, but it did leave us with a lot of the same questions.
And you have a general manager that was I mean, the way that he was fencing with people asking questions yesterday, it leaves me no closer to trusting Ryan Pace at all. Like, it feels like Ryan Pace strikes me as the type of guy that is in every one of our outside lives. Like, he's a guy that works for some sort of corporation, and all that he does is talk like that. He talks in bullet points. He talks and uses buzzwords to try to convey. And there's nothing real about him to me. I find him to be someone who hides when things are turbulent. I think that he has used some of the practices of other less visible general managers and has put himself in that class, saying, I don't need to talk about these things very often because look at the winning organizations. You're not a winning organization. Under you, Ryan Pace, this organization has been a failure. And that's what's so galling. Like, I don't trust him at all. And I'm so disgusted by the fact that they would trust him with what is the most important decision that can be made going forward. After all the swings that he's had at the quarterback, I can't believe that they're going to put him in charge of it. And he must be doing some incredible tap dancing and monorail salesman stuff, because that's the way he comes across to me. He comes across as fake. He comes across as someone who's not qualified and has been promoted above his qualifications and has spent the last 4 years trying to justify some mistakes that he's made at a high level. And he does it by drowning you in corporate speak again and again and again. And I can't believe that they're going to leave him in charge to doom their franchise with another one of his terrible quarterback picks.
I am surprised as well. I do think that whoever the quarterback is that they pick, I will be very surprised. And we might never know this, but I will be very surprised if Matt Nagy doesn't sign off on it and, frankly, is even more influential in the selection of the person.
And but Danny, that's the problem.
I know it is, Lawrence, but I'm just saying for the 2021 season – whoever is their starting quarterback on opening day, I believe Matt Nagy will have more of a say in it than Ryan Pace.
Great. Then what's he doing here?
And you're right.
They made it clear in what they were saying that they have more trust in Nagy's opinion than what they had, like, as far as the combination of Fox and Pace or Pace on his own. But if the most important piece of your franchise going forward is something that you're going to leave in the hands of the coach, then why in the world do you need Ryan Pace? And why wouldn't you then hire someone that Nagy has worked with or knows or is connected with to be your general manager that would keep him in place if you value his opinion on the quarterback that much?
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I don't think you want to make Matt Nagy the GM. Like, I don't think you want to go the Bill O'Brien route and give him all of the personnel.
No, I don't want to do that either. That's a bad idea.
Because he clearly hasn't earned that, right?
Roll Tide, by the way.
Yeah. So that's a tough spot. They're just. I also, man, they said yesterday, and I just pulled up the transcript to verify this. George McCaskey said that he was confident that Matt and Ryan were going to be able to deliver more quarterback production in 2021. Man, they don't have a high draft pick or a lot of cap space. So I wonder how aggressive they're about to be. Because, like, he's like, yeah, we are confident that we are going to get more quarterback production next season. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you know what Ryan Pace has done? He's been aggressive. Aggression is not the issue here. It's being smart when being aggressive. His aggression is part of the reason that you're in this boat that you're in.
I agree with you. I just think that the idea aggression can be great if it works, and it can set you back if it doesn't. Case in point, the Chicago Bears. But, I mean, is Ryan Pace authorized to trade a 2022 first-round draft pick to move up into the top 10 to select this quarterback? I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I think that while you have to be careful with with aggression. I do think that in the NFL, desperation is good. And that is what they're heading into this year. They know that at the end of the day. That the Bears, we all know, the Bears have to win next year. And the last time the Bears were desperate, the last time Ryan Pace specifically was desperate, was 2018. That's the year in which, obviously, Matt Nagy was hired. That's the year in which he pulled off the whopper trade with Khalil Mack, and Danny Parkins and I did an emergency show based on that day praising the work that... That was a great show, praising the work that Ryan Pace did, and then they went and had a 12-4 season. So I'm not saying that that is going to happen, but I do believe that desperation is a good thing, and I think that there are some, and I don't know what they're going to be, but I think there are some big swings that can be taken to maybe mend some things that they might have lost yesterday. So I'm actually looking forward to that part of it. Like, okay, that happened yesterday. That's fine. They said what they said. Everybody is coming back. Now what? Let's see what are going to be the big moves that you guys are going to make to not only make the Bears a winner again, but subsequently save yourselves.
What else? Well, there's nothing else, right? Like, there's nothing else. I mean, the wine is on the show, but there's nothing else, right?
Right.
Yeah, not really. I mean, like, obviously the press conference had ended before I got on the air yesterday with Spiegs, but Grody was there, so we'll do some more of it. I do want to talk about the Theo thing at some point today, but we'll see, right? It depends what happens with George at 3:30. Tanny's got some fun production stuff cooked up for us, and you know, me and Moby Ditka are going to have some fun this afternoon.
And Lawrence, I tell you what, the interview again is at 3:30 today. We're going to replay it at 4:30, 5:30.
Why there, not?
That's what we're looking at for the rest of this afternoon. You
George
know how we do on the score.
On the force.
There it is.
And if you're just tuning in, we talked to George McCaskey a little bit earlier. Here's 10 minutes of it.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, I mean, listen. The owner of the Bears is speaking to the fans today on the score. Obviously, the whole show revolves around that, and hopefully we get a couple of interesting answers out of it.
Hey, man, and I do appreciate – I'd like to say this. I do appreciate what the Bears are doing because I was texting with them today. I asked for all four of the big guys. They said, how about George McCaskey? So I do appreciate what the Bears are doing to put George McCaskey on to speak to us and subsequently the Bears fans.
Well, good luck and good hunting.
Thank you, Lawrence Holmes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.